Oh, yeah. Burning Love. Always liked that one. That one was after Elvis got out of the movies, did a 68 comeback, and then he was cool again.
That's right, man. That was a remarkable comeback. And yes. This is Ken Koenig, our guest DJ for the day. And you actually have another connection with Elvis and his music.
I do. Back when I was a teenager, my best friend Ron Friel and I, Ron was a very popular Elvis impersonator all through Sacramento and even out of Sacramento, Las Vegas and all over the place. And so Ron and I met in, I think, a junior high school or freshman year, and we were like the only kids that had a pompadour, so we knew we had a connection.
Right.
So, he played guitar, I played guitar, he sang, I sang, and so we got together, learned a bunch of Elvis songs together, and, we used to play the Fireside Lanes in Citrus Heights, mm-hmm. still there, nice mm-hmm. little place. And they had a little wooden stage in there, and so we get up on this little wooden stage. You couldn't fit no more than two people up there. And we get up there and we do our set, and, being underage, couldn't leave the stage, but Ron could because he was Elvis. So Ron knew how to, play the Elvis card, but that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, played a lot of places, actually, but that one sticks out in my mind the most.
Getting you started as a performer.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
99 through January 12th. Use as directed.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Ken Koenig, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Oh, yeah. Jimi Hendrix Fire. Great song. That's off the Are You Experienced album, which was one of the first albums I was actually introduced to as a young kid at 4. And I remember 4. My sister Rosanna had that album. And I remember one time, my sister's 10 years older than me. And so when my mom was gone, I was always stuck with her. Sometimes it was good. Sometimes it wasn't. But this one particular time was cool because I never listened to the album. I used to just look at it, you know. And then we went to one of her friend's house, and this guy opens the door, and he had the Jimmy Fro, and he looked like Jimmy. And I thought, wow, that's that guy off that record. And so when I went back to the house, I wanted to listen to the record because I was almost certain it was the same guy.
Right. So, Kid Koenig, our guest DJ for the day, you're also a Crowded House fan.
Absolutely. Neil Finn, Crowded House, yes. Yes, love him very much. You know, I always love that song, and I think what captured my attention onto that song is that it's kind of a darkness to it in that Hammond B3 organ, going through that Leslie speaker, It just does something to me, you know.
It is a great sound, yeah. Very specific sound, especially the early 70s. Their Procol Harum and Whiter Shade of Pale. That's for Ken Koenig, our guest DJ for the day. He's got that ear because you're actually a musician, professional musician.
I am. I'm a singer-songwriter. Have a lot of my songs, on iTunes and Spotify and all those things out there.
And you play locally as well, some live music.
I do. I play, at this moment, I don't have my Ken Koenig band together, but I do a lot of solo stuff. And then I play in a little, three-piece band called Spare Parts, and we play all over. Like on the 19th, we're playing at a place called the Clubhouse on Fair Oaks. Mm-hmm. And then I play with a little trio called Songbird Trio, where we just go around and we play all the, I don't want to call them assisted livings, but the, I can't remember the name off the top of it, but kind of like retirement places. So we go there, we play a lot of the stuff from the 50s and 60s, and we're like a big hit at those places. So
That's cool. And you got the CD out as well, some recording with your music.
Yeah, I have 3 CDs. My last one's called Organic Life, and I have a new one coming out probably within a month or two, and this one's called Fallworth. Brand new CD, and I'm looking forward to that because it's been a few years since I've had one out. I've been busy producing other people, and I'm producing my friend Tony Rodriguez, so doing a lot of producing. So this is kind of a reward for me to have something new coming out. So hopefully it'll be on the radio.
The listener hosted Radio Fantasy.
There's many Beatles songs that I love, so if someone would ask me what's my number one, it'd be really hard to say. But if I really had to pick one, if someone had a gun to my head, I guess I would say Penny Lane, because that song is just, you know, if you shut your eyes and you sit and you listen to that song, you can see a mental picture. And I love songs that kind of paint a picture for you. And the Beatles were really, really good at that, especially John Lennon with Strawberry Fields. Those two kind of came out at the same time. So
yeah.
I love Penny Lane for that reason, that you can picture in your head every...
It's the barbershop now.
Yeah, you know, and the fireman rushes in from the pouring rain. You can see that, you know. And on the musical aspect also, I always love Paul McCartney's bass playing. And on that song... It's very colorful. Every note is in perfect place.
As it should be. It's Ken Koenig, our guest DJ for the day from the Beatles, the AC/DC. What do you like about these guys?
Well, when I was early teens, I was kind of like in a little box of what I listened to. Didn't really stretch out more. And then I had friends, you know, that were into the harder rock stuff. And when I heard AC/DC, I just thought, wow, these guys are great, because it's just, you know, it's just raw rock and roll. I always loved Stone Free. I believe that was off the Smash Hits album. My sister had a couple albums, and one was Are You Experienced, and then Smash Hits. And going back to the raw rock and roll sound, Hendrix possessed a lot of that and stuff, and that was one I really liked.
Absolutely. It's Ken Koenig, our guest DJ for the day. Now, I know you're a professional musician. You work another job, but sometimes you get away. What do you and the family like to do?
We've been doing the camp. We didn't do the camping thing this year, unfortunately, because of the fires. But we go up to a little place called Sims. I think that's going up towards Mount Shasta. And it's a little campground up there. And so we try to go up there once a year, my kids and all of us, my wife, and try to get whoever wants to go up there and just have a good time for 2 days. You know, because 2 days is enough for me.
My son
wants to camp for like, let's go up here for a week, Dad. It's like, I can't do a week, you know. 2 days is rough in it, man.
Ready for a shower.
My shower. Now, I know earlier I mentioned Zeppelin, but this song was actually my first introduction to Zeppelin. I always go back to my sister, Rosanna, but I have a sister named Crystal, too, who influenced me a lot, but it just seemed like the rock stuff came more for Rosanna. And so that song was my first introduction, because when I first heard it, my four-year-old brain thought he was saying, you need Kool-Aid. I do need Kool-Aid.
Yes.
I do. I need Kool-Aid, too. So I thought, you know, this guy likes Kool-Aid just like I do. And so I would always want to hear that song because you need Kool-Aid, you know. And I was like, I love Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, and then later on I started getting into the whole thing about Zeppelin, which is just a fabulous. I had to watch my words there, but a fabulous band.
Absolutely. Ken Koenig, our guest DJ for the day, and you're also a fan of Neil Finn and Crowded House.
Yes, I love Neil Finn. When I first heard Don't Dream It's Over, it rocked me, man. I knew right then I wanted to be... Wow, Good Vibrations. Always one of my favorite Beach Boys songs on many different levels. It's a great production. I love the ending,
I love the theremin coming in.
Exactly.
It's like a sci-fi movie from the 50s, man. It's like, they're using it musically.
Yeah, you leave it to Brian Wilson. I mean, I really learned my vocal harmonies and how to do harmonies from the Beach Boys and the Beatles. So I owe those bands a lot to my influences. But Beach Boys, untouchable when it comes to... That is just rock and roll at its purest. I just love AC/DC, and the first guitar scale I learned was the pentatonic, and I think most people that learn guitar, that's the first one, but Angus Young owned the pentatonic scale.
And a couple of pairs of shorts as well.
That's right.
Ken Koenig, our guest DJ for the day. Been fun, man.
Thank you very much. I had a good time.
A really unusual playlist for our guest DJs with some Beach Boys in there, Elvis tunes.
Yeah.
I like it.
I got a... pretty eclectic taste. I'm glad you guys got to sneak some of that in. Thank you.
And if you'd like to join me some Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. One more for you, Ken, from the Beach Boys.
Yeah, this one I picked is God Only Knows. Happens to be probably on my top set of favorite songs ever. Just love everything about it.